Good night. This is Imam Shiraz here, and as requested, I just want to give you a report on the visit that we made to this camp that you showed me in the video. Of course, this was on the 25th of April. I accompanied the Caribbean Dawah Association. Every year in the month of Ramadan, we distribute hampers to different places, different communities that are in need. So last week we went to Sidras Masjid, gave out a lot of hampers, we gave out poultry, we gave out eggs, we gave clothing, a number of items, some gift toys for the children as well. And we also, as we do every year, go down to Ikakas and we give out some additional hampers to whoever is there that is in need. So we came across this camp. Last year we went there as well, but I don't think this camp was set up then. And of course, as you yourself saw, there are a lot of positives and negatives in the camp. I mean, negatives, of course, would be that these people are living in some squalid conditions. They're probably illegal immigrants, so that brings up the question as well as to how did they come into the island, and so on. And of course, there are many children and many women as well, and the conditions that they were living in is really substandard. So, you know, we do hope that more can be done to help them, because despite their being here illegally, if they are, they're still human beings. And we have to treat them as best as we can. Of course, we did see some positives as well, because we saw that this community, these people, they were trying to make the best out of a bad situation. As you saw, the water tank that they had put down in the ground and made a well for them to get water. And of course, you saw the makeshift school as well, which we were quite impressed with, because there are a lot of children in the camp and they were learning English as well as doing some Spanish lessons despite the terrible conditions. You can imagine in the nights there with sandflies and so on, and in the mornings as well. They were making the best out of a bad situation. They were learning English because they're in Trinidad and Tobago as well. So all in all, you know, there are positives and negatives, and we hope that the national community will understand what really is happening all over the country, and we are going to try our best. Of course, the government is trying its best, and we as private citizens as well, we're trying our best to see how we can help people from a humanitarian point of view to assist them in the difficult situation that they find themselves. Thank you very much for your question.